lot of people use jargon to sound more impressive. They use jargon that they don't define, and sometimes they actually use jargon to even hide what it is they really mean.
Yeah, like we're going to right size our staff or do some make some personnel adjustments.
Yeah.
Somebody's
or,
getting laid off or fired.
Exactly. Why tell someone they're going to be fired when you can tell them that they've been released to the market?
Released to the market.
Yeah, a new one I read recently that they're graduating.
You've graduated from our organization.
Yeah, involuntarily graduated. But yeah, so, you know, language can be this shield for saying something and hoping that people don't actually get it. And that's where it really doesn't serve people well.
Bard Egnall also takes us down the road of acronyms, because acronyms are just extra special, particularly, I guess, if you come from the military.
Oh,
where
yeah.
Everything has an acronym, and that just is, it's in the civilian world now. ASAP.
Exactly, or FUBAR. You know, FUBAR. Acronyms are FUBAR. We can thank the military for that.
SNAFU.
And, you know, acronyms work as long as everyone knows what they mean, but most people don't have the don't want to put their hand up and say, I don't know what that means. And you know, I'll give you an example. Sometimes acronyms even mean different things. The same acronym means different things to different people. If you think about CSR, I heard someone talking about CSR, and I thought they meant customer service rep, and they meant corporate social responsibility. So it's really the job of the speaker to define what the acronym means for the listener.
You've tapped into something there where people are actually, you're actually challenging speakers to pay attention to their audience.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at language, like my view of speaking is that your goal should be to provide clarity of thinking to your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You look at someone like Steve Jobs, you know, brilliant, ran one of the most technologically complex companies in history, and yet spoke without any jargon, because he understood that it was his job to translate this complexity into clarity in the language that he used. And so he uses a lot, you know, when he introduces the iPhone, just go to YouTube, watch the first video, the video of him introducing the first iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
The simplicity of the language. It's a phone. It's a music player. It's an internet device. And just in case you don't get it, he repeats it three times. He goes, do you get me? This is not three devices. It's one iPhone. I mean, he understood that simplicity of language is hard work, but that leaders take that time to get to that clarity. And so even if you're not running a big technological company, if you're coaching your kid's soccer team, if you're a middle manager, you know, you can follow from that example and get to that clarity and then pick the words that express that clarity powerfully.
You finished this book, really half of it, taking people down the road of a leader's mindset, where if you're actually trying to break through, leaders have to bring, and that's probably the most important thing they do, is the talk to the staff. It's to you know, get everybody moving in the same direction. What's required to really communicate and not obfuscate?
Right. Three steps. First, recognize that it's your responsibility to reach people with your thinking. Reach them and move them. Second, get clear on your thinking before you speak. Most people just, what I call, show up and throw up. They just start talking. And third, when you know what message you want to deliver in advance, then pick the words that will help you convey that with power. And it's not just about stripping away the jargon. Language is a tremendous tool. Think of Kennedy. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mm-hmm.
That's an example of rhetoric. The contrast in that sentence is known as antithesis, and it's made it so memorable. So language can be this exciting tool that allows you to bring your ideas to life. And I encourage everyone to delve into how they can do that, no matter what they do in life.
Bard Egnall wrote Leading Through Language, Choosing Words That Influence and Inspire. But it's so much fun because it just exposes all the business jargon that I'm sure is in use around your workplace. Bard, thank you. We'll be in touch. I want to hear some more.
Yeah, it's been fun ideating with you, and hopefully you can put that in your wheelhouse.
Open the kimono. I want to know what open the kimono means.
No, you don't.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Thanks. We'll get back.
Thanks for having me on.
All right.